You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. For the past couple of weeks, the national polls have showed a healthy lead for Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama. But over the past few days, some of the models are showing a much closer race, especially those looking at traditional likely voters. The McCain campaign itself on Wednesday also saying that it sees the battleground states as essentially tied. With me now to talk about the numbers a little bit and also about the strategy that he believes is tightening this race, Tucker Bound, spokesman for the McCain-Palin campaign. And Tucker, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Greg. Happy to be here.
What do your numbers show internally? What gives you optimism that a lot of these battleground states, which seem to be leaning towards Obama, are either back in play or perhaps even a little bit in your favor?
Well, without revealing too many of the specifics, what we're seeing as a general trend line is that there is an undecided voter block that has been consistent. And despite the fact that Barack Obama is outspending us $4 or $5 to every $1 that we're putting into advertising, that undecided number does seem to fluctuate, does not seem to be weighing in one way or the other, and that is the deciding factor in this campaign. Also, I think that when you look at these models that you discussed earlier, the way that the models are being formulated for some of the national polling is based on a new model, which includes millions more registered voters, but not necessarily traditional or likely voters. And not the voters, you know, you can be listed as what they consider a likely voter, but having never voted before. So we're looking at the traditional voter, we're looking at this large undecided voter block, and we're looking at the general trends that show that this race is tightening and that it's tightening on the battleground of the economy. And that's the most important issue of this race. John McCain has been consistent and deliberate in the way that he's talked about the economy, keeping taxes low, beating back the wasteful spending in Washington, and his record of doing those two things, which is in sharp contrast to Barack Obama. When he's out on the campaign trail, he's having to explain why 40% of the people that are affected in his tax cut don't pay income taxes in the first place, and why 5% of people in the economy are going to see a sharp tax increase. That's really the front lines of the economic debate. We think it's one we're winning, and that's why the polls are tightening.
Tucker, we were talking to a prominent polling company yesterday, and they saw that same larger-than-expected undecided block that's still out there. They generally characterize them as folks that don't really follow politics very closely. They're out there living their lives, but they do usually vote, and so they're just starting now to pay attention and make up their minds. What message do you think convinces them more than perhaps those that follow politics on a weekly or daily basis?
Experience, record, judgment, and respect. I think that there is a serious issue in this campaign, which is who has the proven record of performing across the aisle and making change. It's an argument that we've been making for months and months. It's an argument that we've been making through the entire existence of this campaign, is that John McCain is the most qualified, the most prepared, the most ready, and most experienced person in the White House at this time, whether we were talking during the Republican primary or this general election. It has consistently been about John McCain's ability to take on challenges, his being tested in the past, his familiarity with the international community, and his understanding that keeping taxes low and keeping the government working effectively to regulate some of these markets and help repair some of the damage that's been done by the out-of-the-control spending and the mismanagement in Washington, but moving us towards a pathway of securing and resecuring our place in the world with a robust economy and with a strong but deliberate and responsible presence in the world. So I think that message will move voters when they get in the ballot box and they make a decision for themselves. They're going to go with a proven candidate that they know his background, and they know has shown that he has an ability to take on serious challenges. And that just excludes Barack Obama from the equation, quite frankly.
Tucker, you mentioned that the economy is obviously the dominant issue. It has been all along, but especially in the past month or so. How much do you think the balance of how voters view these two candidates on the issue of the economy swung by Barack Obama saying those three little words, spread the wealth?
Well, I think it was a turning point, but really much more a flashpoint, because for so long, Barack Obama refused to answer the question of why he was raising taxes. People would ask him, George Stephanopoulos would put the question, but you're going to raise taxes on 5% of this country, including hundreds of thousands of small businesses, including 16 million people that are impacted by those tax increases that work for small businesses, including 50% of the revenue that small businesses generate in this country. And why are you raising those taxes? And for so long, no one could get an answer. Serious journalists could not get an answer to this question. But it took Joe the plumber on his own front driveway to get a serious answer out of Barack Obama on why he was doing it. And his answer was he felt the government was better at distributing people's wealth and people's earnings than they were, that it was better for the economy, for the government to grow, for the government to grow in influence and to make decisions about how people's paychecks are spent, as opposed to family budgets, as opposed to individuals being able to determine for themselves what the best use of their paychecks was. And that's a huge thing. In the American political conversation, people want the control over their own pocketbooks. And in the pocketbook election, like you and I are talking about, there is no more important issue than the economy and having control over your dollars, particularly when you're getting fewer and fewer dollars in a struggling economy.
The last 60 seconds here with Tucker Bounds of the McCain campaign. And Tucker, of course, Barack Obama's main closing argument is that, in his opinion, 4 years of John McCain would be a third Bush term. He says there isn't much difference between the economic policies. What are the distinctions between the current administration and what a McCain administration would do?
There are enormous distinctions, and it's absurd for him to suggest that there aren't. If he was being honest, he would say that Barack Obama himself has voted in support of the wasteful spending in Washington. Almost unanimously, he's voted for these Bush spending bills. Almost unanimously, every time John McCain has been on the floor saying wasteful spending in Washington is getting out of control. We are bankrupting the futures of our children. We need to control the spending so that we can let Americans keep more of their taxpayer dollars so they can circulate that money around the economy and we can build this economy from the ground up. Secondly, he's talked about this new energy economy. There is a new economy out there that can be built. That is one that John McCain has been persistent about putting real reforms toward and something that he is committed to doing. It's something the Bush administration has failed to do. Thirdly, in this economic crisis that we're seeing right now, both Barack Obama and George W. Bush support bailing out Wall Street, bailing out banks, instead of buying the foreclosures or people or putting money in the hands of Americans that are facing foreclosure or in the throes of foreclosure so they can get a real asset on the books, they can get a fixed rate loan that they can afford, and we can start building this economy from Main Street as opposed to Wall Street. That is a sensible solution that even the chairwoman of the FDIC sides with John McCain over George W. Bush and Barack Obama's plan to just funnel money right into the Wall Street banks that's got us in this mess in the first place. It's a real difference, and it doesn't do anything for the political dialogue for Barack Obama to ignore and mislead voters.
Tucker, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Tucker Bounds, spokesman for McCain-Palin 2008. This is Dateline Washington.